Michael Graham was busy last night at St. Anselm College hosting the first Republican candidate's U.S. Senate debate. And Michael, I hate to say I told you so, but you did have some fireworks, I think, between Kevin Smith and retired Army General Don Bolduc.
Well, you love telling people I told you so, Jack. Let's face it, it's right in your wheelhouse. But there were also real fireworks with Bruce Fenton, the Bitcoin millionaire, and Chuck Morris as well. In fact, Senator Morris was the target across the board, a sign that most people believe that he's probably the front runner at this point in the race, although it's pretty early and polls show that not a lot of these guys are particularly well known. But that's how it looks. It was a very informative event. You could see where these candidates are, and you could judge for yourself who's ready to take on Maggie Hassan in November.
Well, you know, it's kind of, you put this together as a good early start to this. No one wins these things, but who came out ahead in your mind? Anyone?
So I think several things happened, and there's an analysis at nhjournal.com, which if you subscribe to our free newsletter, you've already gotten. And one thing that's clear is that Kevin Smith is good at this. Now, as you know, Jack, you can be good at debating and never win an election. You know, George W. Bush stunk at debating, and he won four of them. So it's just one of the things you need to do in a campaign. And his answers were solid. He just came across as the guy who was the most comfortable in this setting. The other thing, too, is Bruce Fenton is going to make himself a player. He really is trying to tap into the anger parents have about how their kids were treated during COVID, anger people still feel over the lockdowns. He directed that anger at Senator Morris. He never quite explained how it was Senator Morris he was mad at. He was certainly mad. But watch for more conversation around.
Because he was Senate president, probably one of the leaders.
The state did things. And, like, for example, Senator Moore said that he thought Chris Sununu did a really good job handling COVID. And there are obviously Republicans, particularly in the Libertarian end, that don't agree. The other takeaway is that Chuck Morris is not a great debater. This is not his strong suit, but there are other things he's very strong at. And he has a record to run on. And he's, he'll do the fundraising and the organizing. So it highlighted where the candidates are. I also think General Bolduc, one of the knocks people had against him is a question about temperament. In fact, Kevin Smith challenged him directly on his temperament. And, man, General Bolduc last night was disciplined. He was I have a mission. I am on my mission. Mm. He did a very good job of executing his mission. I think the thing that people are still scratching heads over is Vikram, fascinating guy, great speaker, smart, clearly, speaks at Harvard. Why are you in this race, man? Like, what are you running for? What's your point? What's your message? And, when it was over, you wanted to sit down with him and have a conversation, but you weren't really sure what the message behind his candidacy was. I think that's the takeaway. But, Jack, people can watch it for themselves. It's at the NH Journal Facebook page. The whole thing is there. You can just sit, watch, decide for yourself.
All right, Michael Graham, NH Journal, thanks for the update.
My pleasure.